Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. William Poundstone Prisoner's Dilemma is a work of popular science and intellectual history that connects the biography of John von Neumann with the rise of game theory and the strategic anxieties of the nuclear age. The book explains how abstract mathematical ideas about conflict, choice, and rational behavior move from academic circles into military planning, economics, and public policy. Its central organizing image is the prisoner's dilemma, a simple but unsettling game in which individually rational choices can produce a collectively worse outcome. Poundstone uses this problem to examine why cooperation can fail even when all parties would benefit from it. The book is not a technical textbook, although it introduces concepts such as zero-sum games, min-max reasoning, and non-zero-sum interaction. Its purpose is historical and explanatory to show how a mathematical theory became entangled with Cold War fears, nuclear deterrence, and broader questions about human rationality. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, John von Neumann as the bridge between pure mathematics and strategic policy. A central strength of the book is its treatment of John von Neumann not merely as a brilliant mathematician, but as a figure who linked abstract theory to consequential political and military questions. Poundstone presents von Neumann as part of a generation of Central European intellectuals whose work transformed 20th century science, computing, economics, and weapons research. His role in game theory grew from a broader mathematical interest in formalizing conflict, uncertainty, and optimal choice. The book places this achievement alongside his involvement with the Manhattan Project, early computing, and Cold War strategic discussions, showing how his intellectual style favored rigorous models and decisive calculation. This matters because game theory did not emerge in isolation as an academic curiosity. It gained influence in a world where governments wanted analytical tools for bargaining, deterrence, and military planning. Poundstone also gives the biography a tragic dimension by showing the tension between von Neumann as a creative theorist and von Neumann as a public intellectual associated with hardline nuclear strategy. The result is a portrait of a thinker whose mathematical imagination helped define both modern decision theory and some of the most troubling policy debates of the nuclear era. Secondly, from zero-sum conflict to the broader logic of strategic interaction. The book introduces game theory by explaining why strategic decisions differ from ordinary individual choices. In a strategic situation, the outcome depends not only on what one person or state does, but also on what others choose in response. Poundstone uses this distinction to clarify the importance of von Neumann and Oscar Morgenstern, whose work sought to give conflict and economic behavior a mathematical structure. Zero-sum games, where one side gains exactly what the other loses, provide the clearest starting point because they allow formal reasoning about optimal defensive strategies. The min-max principle captures this logic: choose a course that minimizes the maximum possible loss when facing an intelligent opponent. Poundstone then moves beyond this simpler model by emphasizing that many real conflicts are not purely zero-sum. Trade, arms control, alliances, and social cooperation often contain mixed incentives, where parties can gain together or lose together. This shift is crucial to the book because it explains why game theory became both powerful and controversial. It promised clarity in situations of interdependence, yet its models could also simplify motives, institutions, and moral constraints that shape actual behavior. Thirdly, the prisoner's dilemma as a model of rational choices producing collective harm. The prisoner's dilemma gives the book its central conceptual focus because it captures a paradox that is easy to describe but difficult to resolve. Two decision makers each have an incentive to defect if they consider only their own immediate advantage. Yet if both defect, both are worse off than they would have been through mutual cooperation. Poundstone treats this not as a puzzle about criminals alone, but as a general model of social conflict. The structure appears wherever trust is fragile, communication is limited, enforcement is weak, or short-term self-interest overwhelms shared benefit. The example is especially important because it challenges the assumption that rationality naturally leads to good outcomes. In this game, individually reasonable calculation can generate a mutually damaging result. Poundstone uses this insight to explain why cooperation often requires more than intelligence. It may need repeated interaction, credible commitments, reputational consequences, institutions, or moral norms. The prisoner's dilemma also helps connect small-scale decision problems to large historical questions. Its simplicity makes the logic visible. While its implications extend to arms races, public goods, economic competition, and other situations where collective welfare depends on restraint. Fourthly, nuclear deterrence and the Cold War as a real-world strategic dilemma. Poundstone connects game theory to the Cold War by showing how nuclear weapons turn strategic reasoning into a problem of survival. After the Soviet Union acquired atomic capability, American policymakers, military analysts, and intellectuals faced the question of how to prevent war while preparing for it. The book discusses the preventive war movement and the argument, supported by some figures in the early nuclear debate, that a first strike might prevent a more dangerous future confrontation. The Truman administration rejected preventive war, but the broader arms race continued. And game theory became one of the tools used to think about deterrence, threats, and bargaining. The connection to the prisoner's dilemma is clear. Each superpower could interpret arms buildup as prudent self-defense. Yet mutual escalation increased danger and diverted resources. Poundstone does not reduce the Cold War to a single game, but he shows why game theoretic language became attractive in this environment. It offered a way to analyze credibility, retaliation, and strategic stability. At the same time, the book highlights the unsettling possibility that formal rationality could support policies that appeared morally dangerous or politically destabilizing. Lastly, the promise and limitation of applying mathematical models to public policy. A major implication of the book is that game theory can illuminate public policy, while also creating risks when treated as a complete guide to action. Poundstone shows that strategic models are valuable because they identify incentive structures that ordinary moral or political language may obscure. They can explain why two parties fail to cooperate, why threats must be credible to matter, and why agreements often require enforcement mechanisms. In this sense, game theory is not confined to nuclear strategy. It has relevance for economics, diplomacy, resource use, vaccination decisions, and many forms of collective action. Yet the book also suggests caution. Models depend on assumptions about preferences, information, rationality, and available choices. Real political actors may misperceive one another, value ideology or prestige, face domestic constraints, or act under fear. A model that clarifies incentives can become misleading if it excludes those conditions. Poundstone therefore presents game theory as both a landmark intellectual tool and a contested language of policy. Its influence lies not in offering automatic answers, but in forcing readers to examine the strategic structure beneath cooperation, conflict, and institutional design. In conclusion, Prisoner's Dilemma is especially useful for readers who want an accessible but serious account of how game theory entered modern thought and policy. It suits readers interested in the history of mathematics, Cold War politics, nuclear strategy, economics, or the problem of cooperation under pressure. The practical benefit is conceptual. The book teaches readers to recognize situations where private incentives can undermine shared welfare, and where cooperation depends on credible commitments, repeated interaction, or institutional design. Its intellectual benefit is historical. It shows that ideas do not remain confined to equations, but can shape military planning, political argument, and public imagination. Compared with introductory game theory textbooks, Poundstone offers less formal instruction, but far more context. Compared with standard Cold War histories, he gives greater attention to the mathematical concepts that influence strategic thinking. Compared with biographies of scientists, he uses von Neumann as part of a larger inquiry into rationality, power, and risk. The book stands out because it integrates biography, conceptual explanation, and policy history without requiring advanced mathematics. Readers seeking technical problem sets may need another source. But those looking for a readable account of why a simple strategic puzzle became a symbol of the nuclear age will find it a distinctive entry point. If you would like to support William Poundstone, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.